I called it the House of Refuge. And in time, we had youth who were troubled. We had battered women and children. And it was an eye-opener to live there with people struggling like that. And I remember one evening after about 5 o'clock, there was a knock on my office door, and I said, "Come in." And a young man came in, and I noticed that there were other people with him, a woman and 2 children. And he quickly closed the door and didn't invite the man. And he told me, he said, "I hear that you're a minister, and I wanted to talk to you before I go down the street here and rob this filling station. We're at wit's end, and I can't feed them. I don't have any place to put them." And I said to him, "I will give you a place to stay, and we'll feed you and take care of you and try to help you find a job." And it was about, maybe a month later, and he came and said, "I've lived with this woman for 6 years, and these are my 2 children. But," he said, "I'd like to honor them with marriage." And he said, would you be willing to perform the ceremony? And I said, "Sure." And we performed the ceremony, and they were married. And the last I heard, he had a job, and they were making a go of it. And in my ministry, it was the most beautiful time. And I said that I quit preaching the gospel and began living it.